This is the Composer's Datebook for February 11th. I'm John Zek. During the 1906-1907 season of the Metropolitan Opera in New York, America's premier opera company staged a sort of Puccini festival. The Met's star tenor Enrico Caruso could be heard in revival productions of Puccini's La Bohème and Tosca, operas that still qualified as contemporary music in those days, being just 10 and 7 years old, respectively. And with Caruso again in the leading male roles, the Met scheduled the company premiere of Puccini's first big operatic success, Manon Lescaut, and on today's date in 1907, the American premiere of Puccini's newest opera, Madame Butterfly. The Met arranged for Puccini himself to come to New York to supervise the rehearsals for Manon Lescaut and Madame Butterfly, but his ship was delayed by bad weather. Puccini arrived in New York on the day of the scheduled premiere of Manon Lescaut and rushed to his box at the Opera House just in time for the start of Act Two, but not before acknowledging a big ovation from the audience. If America was enthusiastic about Puccini, the feeling apparently was reciprocated. In 1912, Puccini visited the New York studios of Columbia Records to record a greeting to his American fans. His greeting was in Italian, but it concluded with two words of English, a quote from the libretto for his Madame Butterfly, in fact. America forever!
Composer's Datebook is supported by T. Rowe Price, offering a strategic investing approach for their clients' investment and retirement goals. Institutions, advisors, employers, and individuals choose T. Rowe Price. For over 80 years, T. Rowe Price. Invest with confidence.
Composer's Datebook is a production of APM, American Public Media, and the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new.